Hi, guys. So for those of you that don't already know me, my name is Tammy. Hi, Josh. And hi, David. I love how they totally yelled it out. Cool. So I am a youth leader here since Camp Fresh Wind last year. Who went to camp? Raise your hands. I see lots of people. How come the rest of you didn't go? I need you guys to go this year. It's amazing. So today we are starting a new series, and I'm actually pretty honored to start it. And it's today's on the Trinity. I want you guys to be very interactive with me because I know you guys love to talk. So I have a question. What is the Trinity? Just yell it out. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Who else has another one? Jez. Three what? Okay, cool. What else? The character from The Matrix. Yeah, that's another topic then. But okay, so I want to talk to you about what it says in the Bible of what the Trinity is. So next slide, whoever's doing slides. John, David, one of you. Cool. So 1 Timothy 2:5, for those of you that are over here, want to just turn around and look over. Can I have a very brave volunteer kind of read that out for me? There we go. Yes, I love that.
1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus.
That was awesome. Let's give him a round of applause. That was actually really well read. Okay, so we believe in a God that is one God, but that is embodied in three hosts. So what does that mean? How does God, how is there a God in heaven and there's a God on earth that came to earth and there's a God within us? So I kind of want to demonstrate a little bit, and I'm totally going to pick Amanda out because she was laughing before. So Amanda, can I have Jez too because he totally laughed at her? And can I have Robert? Robert, yes, you too. Stand up. I need you three. And I need one very brave person to join them. Yes, awesome. Yes, no. I need all four of you. So this is a mini demonstration of how, just give us a second. I'm going to talk to them and whisper in their ears. Anyways, so here's a little skit. Scenario, I am a person that needs healing. Guys, God, you guys need to shh a little bit. I need to think here. Okay, so I'm a person that's being healed for something and I need prayer. So Jesse is going to represent one of you, just a regular youth that is just going to pray over their friend, okay? And this, Robert, is going to be God the Father. Amanda is God the Son. And Jez is God the Holy Spirit. Okay, cool.
Father, I just pray for healing over Tammy. I got the name right. Over Tammy. I just pray that you would heal her and God, you'd deliver her and that you'd make her whole in Jesus' name.
I love that. Thanks for helping out. So if you guys didn't catch that, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit came all as one to back up Jesse in prayer. So God comes, and when we align ourselves with his Spirit, with his Son, and with him as God as one, he comes and backs us up in prayer and in anything we ask. So next slide. Thank you, guys. Round of applause for them. Thanks. Woo. Next slide. So another way you can look at it is an egg analogy. Yes, I totally came up with that little egg thing. Anyways, or I heard it somewhere else. I don't know. But anyways, so just like an egg is one object. Have you guys ever seen an egg, eaten an egg, touched an egg? Okay, cool. So it's just one object, but it's composed of three separate parts. It has three different aspects to it. So it doesn't make it any less of an egg if one is removed, but it's all three in one. So another thing that I got was a little baby chick can't grow and it can't survive if one of those aspects aren't there. So if it doesn't have a shell, it can't have anything to protect it so that it can develop. And if it doesn't have the yolk, it doesn't have anywhere where it can eat. And the albumen, which is the egg white, I just learned that yesterday. It can't develop and grow, just like we can't develop or grow spiritually in our relationship and in our walk with God if we don't have one of those three aspects of God in our relationship. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of my testimony. About 5 years ago, my parents separated and they got a divorce. So throughout my teen years, so pretty much your age, I didn't have a father figure. I didn't have a father to kind of teach me what it's like to love their child and all that stuff. So for me, God actually became that. He encompassed what a father was. He was my protector and he was my provider. And so many times I just had to go straight to him to get that revelation of what his heart was for me as a father. So then just a little bit under a year ago, I was talking about some of the girls that were here on Friday. God later then, once my heart was just so known to him as a father, God started changing my perspective and he started to pursue me as a lover. And that was pretty amazing, just to know that you can go on a different level. So once you actually know him as a father and then you start knowing him like someone would if they were dating someone or they were married with someone. And then because of that, I'm able to understand now what the purpose of the Holy Spirit is in my life and why he dwells in me. So now, like, I understand that the Holy Spirit is actually your friend. He's here to be your friend. So the Father is here to be your father figure, your parental figure, and Jesus is actually here to be your lover. He's here to be the person that you can have an intimate relationship with. And then the Holy Spirit is someone that wants to be your best friend, someone that you can actually laugh with. And sometimes I'll just be worshiping and then the Holy Spirit was holy, like make me laugh and or bring back a memory and stuff like that. And or just bring peace and comfort to me when I ask for it. So next slide. If this quote from Corinthians 8:6, does someone else want to read it? I want a new person that hasn't spoken yet. Yes, Ernesto, can you read it for me?
Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things come and from whom we live, and there is but one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live.
Round of applause for Ernesto. Woo! Okay, so this verse actually just encompassed what I said. Like God, the Father, came to be that father figure for us, and Jesus Christ as our Savior, it showed how much he loved us, as well as the Father, how much he loved us, that he would die for us. So, next slide. Okay, this is a quote from Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King Jr., which led to the segregation. No, this was actually Martin Luther. He was one of the iconic figures of the Protestant Reformation. There we go. Oh, I love that. Someone knows. Okay, so this quote. I believe in God the Father, who created me. I believe in God the Son, who redeemed me. And I believe in Holy Spirit, who makes me holy. So what does this quote help us understand about the Trinity? Trinity. Just yell it out. No, there's no wrong answer. So what does this quote actually make you understand? Like, how does it change your perspective on what God is and how there are three in one? So each part of God does something different in our lives. So each part, that's actually really good. Each part of who God is affects a different aspect in our lives. Who else? Anyone else?
And just building on that, like, each different part affects us and each different part comes when we need it.
That's actually really good. And I can totally relate to that. When I needed God as a father, he would be there for me as a father. When I was lonely, I needed a friend. Holy Spirit was there for me. And when I needed to realize that there is like a way that God wants to pursue our hearts and show us what a relationship should look like, Jesus was actually pursuing my heart. So yes, next slide. Okay, so big question. Now that I have talked about, you know, what the Trinity is, basic, because it's so complex, it's basically what I said was just there are three different aspects of God and it comes out as one. So where do you go from here? Where do you go? Like, what do you get out of this? Just get you thinking? Cool. So I just want to go into kind of like a ministry time now, just bringing it back. Jez, could you just... Cool. Yeah, we're going to release the leaders to just kind of pray over you and to bring a new understanding of what the Trinity is and for God to actually reveal that to you, just like he revealed it to me. It's a big question to ask, and I encourage you guys to go throughout your weeks and actually question God. Be like, what do you want me to do with that? Because now that I've learned that there are three aspects of you, what do I already know about your heart? What do I already, like, feel that you've told me? But what can I do with it? So I'm just going to pray if you all want to stand up. So leaders, if you want to just be released to lay hands and prophesy and minister to the youth. Daddy, I just ask you to come and just reveal yourself to each one of the youth tonight, today, this morning. I keep on saying tonight. I think I'm like on a Friday night mindset, but Lord God, I thank you so much that you just want to love us. Thank you so much that you are here to bless us. Daddy, I just ask you to bind up any distractions right now, Lord, or any feelings that, you know, we are unworthy of all this love that you have to give for us, Lord. Daddy, I just awaken, speak life into every one of the youth spirits and just awaken their hearts to want to long to know you more, to want to pursue your heart throughout the week, Lord. That this is not something that's a Sunday morning thing where you come to Sunday morning because your parents bring you, but it's something that you want to take back and outside of Sunday morning and outside of your little groups. Something that you actually want to pursue because God is a God of relationship. He wants to know you on a fatherly level. He wants to know you. He wants to show you that you are his child and he wants to protect you and that for anything that you need, that you can come to him. He also wants you to know and teach you what it is to be loved, what love is actually like. Not that cheap imitation that the world shows you and all those lovey-dovey movies that come out. That is not real love, guys. God wants to teach you what real love looks like. And he also wants to teach you what it is to have a best friend, someone that will never fail you, someone that you can just go to and just pour out your heart and cry in front of him, and he will always be there without rejection and without judgment. And I just pray, God, that you seal that in their hearts today, this morning, Lord. I bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we're just going to go into a little time of worship and just kind of ask God right now, what are you taking out of this? And what do you want to do with it?